Welcome. This is a beginner groove lesson in Ableton Live 12. Today we'll build a rolling, late-night drum and bass groove from a single break, using only Live 12 stock tools. Follow along and take this at your own pace. Lesson overview. This is SOTA Masterclass. Slice the roller groove in Ableton Live 12 for late-night roller weight. We'll take a break or loop, slice it into a drum rack, and shape a two-bar roller pattern with microtining, velocity dynamics, and subtle blue and saturation so it sits heavy and smooth in the low end. What you will build by the end, you'll have a two-bar roller drum groove, kick, snare, ghosted slices, and hi-hat rolls, derived from one break. Subtle swing and micro-timing taken from the source loop. Velocity dynamics and ghost notes for movement. Light saturation and glue compression for late night weight. All using sliced a new MIDI track. Drum rack slash simpler, groove pool, EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. Step-by-step walkthrough SOTA Masterclass. Slice the roller groove in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. Follow these steps. Prep and slice 1. Set your project tempo to about 172 BPM. Use a short break or loop. 1 to 2 bars is easiest. 2. Drag the break into an audio track. Make sure warp is on, and use Beats Warp mode for clean transients. 3. Trim the clip to a clean loop and consolidate it if you want a single clip. 4. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, slice by transient, or choose 1/16 for uniform micro slices. Target, drum rack. Sensitivity, start at default. Lower it if slices are too dense. 5. Live will create a drum rack and a mapped MIDI clip. Rename the drum rack roller slices. Clean and organize slices 1. Open the drum rack and audition pads. Delete empty pads you don't need. 2. For pads with bleed or overlapping sounds, duplicate the pad and trim the simpler start slash end to focus on the transient. Nudge start forward a few milliseconds to remove bleed. 3. Open the MIDI clip. Click fold so you only see used notes, and set the region to 2 bars. Program the roller pattern basic approach 1. Create a new 2-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack. 2. Build a half-time roller feel. Kick. Place a solid kick on bar 1 and another low hit later in the bar for movement. Keep it sparse. Snare. Place the primary snare on 2 and 4 or offset slightly later for a laid-back pocket. Ghost hits. Add quiet slice hits on 16th or 32nd subdivisions between main hits at low velocity. Hat slash percussion. Program 16th or 32nd rolls. Use short decay and simpler to avoid long tails. 3. In the velocity lane, set mains around 100-127 and ghosts around 30-60 to create push and pull. Extract and apply groove microtiming and velocity 1. Find the original audio clip you sliced. Right-click it and extract groove. This saves the clip's microtiming and velocity into the groove pool. 2. Open the groove pool view, right arrow groove pool. 3. Drag the extracted groove onto your new MIDI clip, or drop it into the pool then onto the clip. 4. Adjust groove parameters in the groove pool. Timing. Start around 55-75. Try tilde 65 for a late night roller. Velocity. 15-35 to apply small dynamic shape. Random. 3-10 for subtle human variation. Delay. 0-6. Small positive values move notes slightly later for weight. Quantize bass. 16th or 32nd depending on your slices. 5. Toggle the groove on and off and adjust timing and delay to taste. A slight delay +3 to +6 can make snares sit back and feel heavier. Humanize per slice edits 1. If a hit feels robotic, open it simpler and nudge the start by 1/8 ms, or reduce its volume in the pad chain. 2. Nudge individual MIDI notes in the editor off the grid by a few milliseconds for realism. Small changes are enough at 172 BPM. Bluing for weight and movement 1. Group the drum rack track, select right arrow CMD/Ctrl+G and name the group drums, roller. 2. On the group's device chain, add these stock devices in order. EQ8, roll off extreme highs above 12-14 kHz and tame any MIDI 200-400 hz if needed. Saturator, use soft sign or analog clip with 2-4 dB drive for subtle warmth. Glue compressor, ratio 2:1 or 3:1, fast attack, medium release. Aim for 1-3 dB gain reduction. Utility. Trim gain and control stereo width. Keep low end narrower. 3. If you need extra sub, create a separate sign slash sub track and sidechain it to the kick so the drums keep space and weight. Variations and fills 1. Duplicate your 2-bar clip and make variations. Shop hits. Add more ghost rolls. or double up a slice. 2. Automate a filter cutoff on the drum rack group with EQ8 or auto filter for transitions and atmosphere. Common mistakes to avoid: slicing too coarsely or too densely. Use transient or 1/16 to match the source. Over-quantizing grooves. Don't apply 100% timing. Start around 40-70% and tweak. Oversaturating or overcompressing. Aim for 1-4 dB of glue, not a dead drum bus. Ignoring velocity variation. Roller grooves rely on dynamics. Using the wrong warp mode before slicing. Use beats for drums. Applying excessive swing at 172 BPM. Keep timing shifts subtle. Pro tips: extract multiple grooves from different loops and stack them in the groove pool for richer microtiming. Layer a one-shot snare under a sliced snare transient for extra weight, kept at low volume. Resample your drum rack and re-slice the resample to create new textures. Automate groove parameters by duplicating clips with different groove settings and crossfading between them. Save useful drum rack presets and named grooves for later use. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Set tempo to 172 BPM. 2. Load a 2-bar break, warp with beats, then slice to new MIDI track transient or 1/16 to drum rack. 3. Build a 2-bar pattern, kick on 1, snares on 2 and 4, add 4/6 ghost hits and a 16th hat roll. 4. Extract the original clip's groove, open groove pool, and apply to your MIDI clip. Try timing equals 65, velocity equals 25, random equals 6, delay equals plus 3 as a starting point. 5. Group the drum rack and add EQ8 right arrow saturator, right arrow glue compressor. Dial gentle blue and warmth. 6. Export or resample the result and compare it to the original loop. Repeat this exercise 3 times with different breaks to compare grooves. Recap: you've completed Soda Masterclass. Slice the roller groove in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. You learn to slice a break into a drum rack. Program a half-time roller pattern with ghost notes and velocity dynamics. Extract and apply microtiming and velocity with a groove pool. Humanize slices and blue the mix with saturator and blue compressor for late night weight. Final reminder: think extraction, right arrow arrangement, right arrow glue. Small timing and velocity moves at 172 BPM have big impact. Keep changes subtle, slight delay, modest saturation, mono low end, and careful velocity control are what create that heavy, smooth late night roller feel. That's it. Go build 3 rollers, compare grooves, and have fun.